The Pentagon has not yet released official figures from the Mosul attack, but overall, so far in Iraq, casualties stand at around 11,000. That's about 1,000 dead, the rest wounded in combat. There are other American deaths and injuries from accidents in Iraq, but the combat figures create problems for military recruiters. They are supposed to bring in around 200,000 volunteers each year. In the first of two reports, Day to Day's Eric Weiner followed one Army recruiter.
There are two things you need to know about Staff Sergeant Jermaine Valous. First, he's very good-looking.
That's true. I am very good-looking.
Second, he loves the Army, loves everything about Army life, has ever since the day he saw a commercial that changed his life.
One morning, I had just recently graduated from high school, and a commercial was on. It said, "Be all that you could be." And I called a recruiter, and he came right over, and we sat down, we talked, and everything he said to me, I trusted him.
Now it's Valous who tries to win the trust of young men and women. He's what the Army calls a 79 Romeo, the code name for a professional recruiter. Valous wears a crisp uniform, but is armed only with a cell phone and a thick wad of business cards. His office is in a strip mall in suburban Fort Lauderdale, next to a pawn shop and a Chinese restaurant. He drives a minivan, not a Humvee, and the biggest danger he faces is South Florida's notorious traffic. But make no mistake about it, says Valous, he's engaged in important and difficult work.
You'll never meet anybody in the Army that'll tell you recruiting is an easy job. You will meet people in the Army that will tell you recruiting by far right now is one of the hardest, if not the hardest job in the Army besides going to war. This is not a cakewalk. This is not, we are not working at the local dealership.
Valous has a quota to meet. Each month he has to convince at least two people to join the Army. This month is a good month. He's already signed up three. Valous has an innate understanding of what it takes to be a good recruiter. Spending a day with him, a set of informal rules, a kind of recruiter's handbook, begins to emerge. Rule number one, the meta rule, which informs all others, don't wait for the recruits to come to you. You need to go to them.
And we're off.
That means getting out of the office and hanging out in places where young people hang out, shopping malls, high schools, and technical colleges like this one. Which brings us to rule number two, get access and do everything you can to maintain that access. Valous makes it a point to always chat with school staff. These people are the gatekeepers, and a little charm, not to mention his good looks, goes a long way towards keeping those gates open.
I'm going to exchange business cards with you.
Sure.
Okay. Your dean took good care of me. I don't know. I think your dean likes me. He thinks I'm a good person.
Valous also understands the importance of style. Presentation matters, which brings us to rule number three. Always, always act like a professional soldier.
You have to be professional, and that's what gets these kids. The kids, they love to see the professional aspect of being in the military. They just love that. They like to see the way you present yourself. They look at that and they say, you know what, I know that guy's a soldier. Like, I called somebody's house the other night, and a parent picked up the phone, and I asked for the daughter, and they said, who am I speaking with? I said, Staff Sergeant Valous. And they said, I could tell you were a military man by the way you spoke to me on the phone. I said, oh, okay.
It's lunchtime. Valous spots a gaggle of students heading towards the cafeteria and tucks in behind them.
Hey, listen, I'm the local Army recruiter for this area, okay? If you guys don't mind, could I just give you guys a business card in case you guys ever decide to take advantage of the opportunities at the Army office?
They each take a business card, but with little enthusiasm. This is clearly going to be a tough crowd to win over.
I don't know. I never pictured myself in the Army.
Josh Winton is a 20-year-old computer science student. He's leaning back in his chair, balancing on the rear legs. He says he might have considered joining the Army before, when war was a subject you studied, but not now, not with the images he sees every day on television, such as yesterday's attack on a U.S. base in Mosul.
Car bombs, all that stuff. That stuff scares you, that's all it is.
If Valous is flustered by his cold reception with this crowd, he shows no outward sign of it. He and his fellow recruiters have experienced much worse. Sometimes people accept a business card and then rip it up in front of them. But Valous never strays from rule number four, always keep your cool. Recruiting is cyclical. High-profile attacks, like the one yesterday, translate into a bit more hostility from anti-war protesters and a bit less interest from potential recruits, but only for a while. Each recruiter has their own style. Some like to talk about the financial advantages of joining the Army, a $20,000 signing bonus for some jobs, and up to $70,000 towards a college education. But Jermaine Valluz prefers to talk about something else. The very first question he asks a potential recruit is always this.
Do you want to serve your country? Have you ever thought about serving your country? If that individual has ever thought about serving their country, you get to the bottom why they haven't joined the military yet. And then you just go from there.
Sometimes, though, you don't get very far. At the technical college, Valluz moves on to another group of students where he meets yet more resistance.
No, I won't join.
This time from a young woman named Peggy Perkins.
But I also don't want to go out and, you know, kill people or anything like that.
Right, but, you know, that, when you say they go out and kill people, you know, the only time a young lady is actually going to go to war and fire a weapon is going to be in self-defense.
Yeah,
because
of course.
The guys that go to Iraq are infantry soldiers, and they can only be men.
Valluz is right, sort of. Women soldiers do, in general, face fewer dangers than men, but 27 American women have been killed in Iraq and 5 in Afghanistan. Valluz doesn't mention that. Rule number 5, focus on the advantages of joining the Army and downplay the dangers. Some recruiters have been accused of stretching this rule and actually lying to potential recruits. Valluz says he would never do that.
Because by you lying to that individual, that one individual you lied to will have a lasting effect on everybody that you encounter from that point on in that community. Because that one individual that had a bad encounter will inform everybody else.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
You have a nice day.
You too, ma'am.
Thanks.
It's time to leave the technical school. Valluz's reception has ranged from polite indifference to sarcastic chuckles. It looks like a washout. But afterwards, out of earshot of the students, Valluz is surprisingly upbeat.
I'll tell you this much, they'll call. Whether it be a week from now, 2 weeks from now, whether it be months from now, they'll call. And that's why I love being a recruiter. That's why I smile at them.
Are you serious?
They will call.
I didn't get that impression. Did I miss something?
You missed it. You. This is your first day as a recruiter. You should come back out here more often. You'll see. You will see. You will be surprised the way people act when they're amongst friends. But the minute they're not amongst friends and they get that opportunity to call you, you'll be surprised to see what happens.
Which brings us to the final and perhaps most important rule, remain positive, never give up. It's a rule that Jermaine Valluz lives by as he shakes another hand, gives out another business card, and if all goes well, finds another soldier for the U.S. Army.
We'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.